Be aware of the role money plays in your life and try to make the right financial decisions. 1. Something about personal finance. When we use the expression personal finance, we are talking about the financial situation of a single individual or a single family, and we are referring to income, expenses, savings, and debts. People who are experts in this field are called personal finance professionals. It is their job to look at how individuals or families earn their money and make everyday and long-term decisions about spending it. In addition, these professionals advise on the way in which individuals or families can keep their expenditure in line with their income, so as to prevent them from acquiring too high a burden of all kinds of debts. Such advice from a personal finance professional might even offer an individual or a family the happy prospect of being able to save for a rainy day. 2. How to stay in control of your expenses. To stay in control of expenses, you have to stick to a so-called personal budget. In a personal budget, your expenditure is brought in line with your income, so that expenditure does not exceed your income. The meaning of the word expenditure is very broad. Not only do we include the expenses of daily living, such as the costs of food, transport, clothing, and rent, expenditure also includes the cost of debt repayment, for example, credit card debt. In the third place, there are contributions to be made for various insurance policies. In the fourth place, if after all these payments are made, there is still something left from your income, your personal budget may reserve this for future expenses like unexpected car repair costs, since circumstances can change and this can affect income and expenditure. It's essential to update your personal budget from time to time. 3. Do you need saving for retirement? Thanks to modern living standards, including advances in medicine, people are living longer. In short, life expectancy has risen, and this means that increasing numbers of people are spending more years in retirement. We do not know the exact consequences this will have for our social security system and pension schemes, but we must realize that the present pension and social security benefits as we know them may not be fully guaranteed in the future. That in turn means that you may need extra income after your retirement if you want to stick to your standard of living and fulfill your retirement plans, such as travelling abroad or living in the countryside. Therefore, it is advisable to make, during your working life, additional provisions to that end, and so start saving for retirement. 4. Steps to take when buying your own home. Buying your own home generally means you have to take out a loan from the bank called a mortgage loan or a mortgage. Usually, a mortgage is repaid through monthly installments that are dependent on the total amount of the loan. So, first of all, work out, taking into account your personal budget, how much you could reasonably spend on those mortgage repayments. Then, make an appointment with your bank and ask them to make you a loan offer for the exact amount of mortgage that is available for you on the basis of your well-calculated repayment capacity. The amount of mortgage loan you can thus obtain in turn determines what price you are able to pay when buying your own home. Knowing all this, you may at last start shopping for a house or apartment within the price range you can afford. For instance, by looking at advertisements or consulting a trustworthy real estate agent. 5. What if you cannot pay your debts on time? Having debts is not in itself a problem. However, debts do become a problem if you cannot meet the obligation to pay them back on time. When you are in the situation of not being able to pay your debts on time, it is necessary to take action, if only to avoid further trouble. Get into contact with your creditors and ask for more time to fulfill your payment obligations. Then, start to solve your problems by making extra money available for the repayment of debts. This can be done in two ways: by cutting down on your expenses and also by raising your income. For example, by putting in more hours at work. The consequences of not solving your financial problems will be unpleasant. Your property, like your car or home, can be taken away to pay for your debts. You may even receive only half of your salary because a court has decided that the other half goes to the creditors until debts are repaid.